This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A Montrose pastor made his first court appearance yesterday on charges related to hosting a homeless camp on church property. In addition to nuisance and litter citations, Montrose also sought a hearing on an emergency abatement request to clean up the camp. Reverend Kevin Young says the people camped on church property need a place to get out of the cold.
This is also an emergency. People's lives literally are in jeopardy. They have nowhere to go. They have nowhere to sleep or eat or to warm themselves up.
Dozens of citations have already been issued for the camp, with more expected. An abatement hearing is scheduled for next week. Hundreds of Coloradans are now hospitalized as respiratory viruses circulate widely. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The total is more than 600, with nearly 380 in with flu and more than 150 sick with RSV. About 70 have the coronavirus. For flu, the weekly rate of positive tests is nearly 25%, an eye-popping figure. That means for every four tests administered, one is positive for the virus. Flu and RSV are showing up in the majority of utilities monitoring the viruses in wastewater. The state has recorded one pediatric COVID-19 death and one pediatric flu death since October of 2024. Vaccines are available for all three. Public health officials say it's not too late to get one. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
There's a small chance for snow in Denver for the rest of the day and overnight, with little accumulation expected. Snow is also expected tonight in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News and KRCC.